Chris Graw is the rodeo director and one of the members of the Battle River Ag Society up in Manning. She joins us on the line today. Chris, thank you very much for joining us. The Battle River Agriculture Society is in the top three, or at least has been nominated in the top three, for the Growing Home for BASF promotion. A little bit of an icebreaker, please. Comments on the fact that you are in the top three.
Yeah, it's exciting for us to be in the top three. So we've been working hard to get our message out and have the community and the people who enjoy our rodeo grounds to get a vote out and get a vote in for us. And yeah, just hoping for the best.
If I may ask, how did you get nominated?
Well, we were nominated by multiple producers in the community. I think we could probably give credit to Ferris Farms. They kicked off the idea and put in the first nomination, and I think encouraged other producers in the community to do the same, knowing that part of the nomination process or the vetting process was that multiple nominations for the same project could go a long way in getting past the first round of selection. So everybody kind of banded together, and the local producers that label, and we were chosen. So pretty thankful for that.
How much of an honor is it to get nominated?
Actually, I think it's a huge honor because this is actually a campaign that BASF does across Canada. And from my understanding, there are hundreds of nominations and there's multiple selection categories. So from my understanding, first after the nominations come through to BASF staff, they then go through them and choose, I believe, like a top 12, and then their reps vote on those. And what gets put out to the community and to the public to vote on is the three. So yeah, there was quite a process, and I'm sure, like we talked about earlier, there are so many nonprofit groups and so many good nominations when you go through and read some of their stories and watch their videos. They're all doing really good work and everybody's very deserving. So for every province that has three nominations or three groups that made it through to the selection process, I'm sure there were like 100 others that were also well-deserving. So it's a lot of hard work and dedicated volunteers. And I think, you know, everybody deserves to be nominated at some point. And we're sure thankful that it was us this year.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, I know being in the top three, you've received at least $5,000. And I believe the grant, which is up to $25,000, goes towards upgrading the facilities, does it not? And what is being earmarked for upgrades?
Correct. For us, when the Ferrises reached out to us and asked if the Ag Society had any projects in mind this year, I had let them know that one of the things that we've been talking about for the last few years was really just the accessibility of the grounds. We have so many seniors in the community that are just such dedicated fans and rodeo fans, and they love coming down. They bring the handy van, and there's community members with different, you know, mobility aids. You see people coming with walkers, wheelchairs, families with strollers, and it's just not always that easy to get, you know, around the grounds. And parking can be a struggle sometimes, getting some of those seniors to the closest spot where, you know, they don't have to walk the furthest and things like that. So that's been a big topic of conversation on our board for a number of years now. And so that was the priority project that was identified for us a couple years ago, that we would like to start fundraising or earmarking funds for these accessibility projects. So I think probably an accessible washroom with a change station for babies, that's a big, I guess, project that's kind of missing off the ground. We get a lot of families, lots of littles, and sometimes, as you know, using a portable bathroom with little kids is not always the easiest. So that would be one of our first priorities. And then just having like an elevated viewing platform that was accessible with a ramp would be another big priority. And then also, we know this is probably, you know, just the start of these projects, and $25,000 or any amount would go towards getting a start on that. But I think in our long-term plans, we would also like to start looking at upgrading the existing disability parking and making sure that some of our walkways are appropriate and provide a little bit more even paths for people.
Upgrades and future projects aside here, Chris, and I know this question sounds a little biased going towards you, but in your estimation, how underestimated and how much of a hidden gem is the facility at Battle River and in Manning's area?
Yes, I am biased. I think it's a huge hidden gem. Funny you should ask that question, because we recently had a community contest where people were posting online their hidden gems, and our egg grounds and the Manning Rodeo and the events that we put on came up quite often. So, yeah, you know, it doesn't get used maybe as much as we would like it to, but we think probably with providing a little bit more accessibility that, you know, there's lots of opportunity up there for different functions and people to use the grounds for more things. So just in terms of the Manning Rodeo, it's obviously a highlight in the community and honestly beyond. We are always surprised every year to find and meet people that have been passing through and just stopped and decided to get a room and stay because it was such a great event, or that traveled down for it, or people that had gone to the Manning Rodeo when they were kids and they made, you know, it a tradition to bring their grandkids down after, or, you know, one trip back to Manning and everybody plans it around that rodeo weekend. So it's just a really good place to gather and kind of honor those traditions.
As a person who's on the Ag Society board, you got to ask yourself, how much fun is this, especially when the big events are on? I know it's a lot of work.
You know what? It sometimes takes us a good part of the year to remind ourselves that we want to do it again. But yeah, it is a lot of fun. And I think most of all, you know, we keep going because it is so well received in the community, and our community is always so, you know, they're always so thankful and gracious, and they, everybody kind of gives everybody you know, their kudos where they're deserved, and we always get a lot of gratitude from the community. So it's really easy to want to keep the tradition going, but we're always happy to have more volunteers. Many hands make light work.
Absolutely. The Growing Home with BASF promotion is the voting stage. It's on until April the 17th. Chris, I guess this would be the pitch to say, hey, please come and vote for us, is it not?
Yes, please come and vote, and vote for the Battle River Ag Society, and help us get our accessibility projects underway and get the use of our grounds upgraded so that we can enjoy it for many years to come. People can find a link to vote on our Battle River Ag Society Facebook page, and they could reach out to members of the Ag Society for direct links, or they can also look on our website, battleriveragsociety.com.
And the link to the voting station will also be on our website as well, rivercountry.fm. I appreciate this. Chris Graw is the rodeo director as well as one of the members of the Battle River Ag Society. Chris, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to get the word out.